Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Press. It is our Tuesday show for this week. I'm Ryan Ballingy. Good to have you with us. We're going to go over the model that I do each week, the top 10 available for our members at golfnewsnet.com. And we'll talk a little bit about horses for courses, current form. We'll try to piecemeal together some wagers that we like based on all of that. And then we'll try to touch a little bit on the DP World Tour, although admittedly, with the events that they have going on, Singapore last week, Thailand this week, my betting on those events is quite limited, and that's just primarily because there's so much going on that tour where, you've got 80 and 100 and 201 shots every week that are giving you a good look to win, and it is very difficult to, it's just almost impossible, frankly, to feel really good about wagers in that market. I know people like to take deep shots, and there are specialists in the European or / DP World Tour market, but it's hard for me to make those shots and not just feel like I'm donating money to the books. So we will touch on that a little bit, but not too much. So let's get into the model for this week, the Genesis Invitational. Again, we're going to go over our top 10 here. This is not going to be any surprise to anybody. Maybe number 10 might be. But other than that, you're probably going to be like, yeah, that's kind of obvious, Ryan. And then we'll talk a little bit about their action based on odds. So, number one, Rory McIlroy comes in significantly ahead of John Rahm. And that's, again, as we talked about last week, because John Rahm has made a lot of his hay in recent months on the DP World Tour. This only looks at PGA Tour performance. That's why Rory McIlroy is higher. John Rahm is number two, but very closely followed behind by Scottie Scheffler at number three. Xander Schauffele is number four. Justin Thomas is number five. Will Zalatoris is number six. Patrick Cantlay, seventh. Victor Hovland, who has a shockingly good record in this tournament, eighth. Colin Morikawa, ninth, runner-up last year. Number 10 is a bit of a surprise. We'll go 15 deep here. Tyrrell Hatton is number 10 in my model. Now, you may be surprised to find that even after he did well last week, but I'm going to come back to him because he fits the model of a guy that has kind of won this tournament in recent memory. The guy's not the best short game, good ball striker, not necessarily long, but not short. We'll come back to him. Tony Finau, 11. Tommy Fleetwood is 12. And actually could be quite interesting here at 100-1. Max, 13th. Sungjae, 14th. Shane Lowry, 15th. Okay. So obviously not a whole lot of surprise there out of the top 13. You may be surprised that Fleetwood and Hatton rate as well as they do, but they do. So that's something to keep in mind. Again, I think the Tyrrell Hatton thing makes sense when you think about the kinds of people that win this tournament, but he plays sneaky good golf. And more importantly, he plays sneaky good golf against good fields, which this model considers quite important when you play well against a great, difficult field. You get a lot of points, and that just happens to be where Tyrrell Hatton is as a player. So, not necessarily shocking that he is in there, but, you know, it might be surprising to some people. But if you look at the way that he earns points in the model, and I'm not going to go over the whole thing with you, but basically our weighting around quality strokes gained, how you gain strokes against the field weighted by your competition. If you look at the events very similar to this one in terms of quality of field, so like a field like last week, like a field like the Players, WGCs, those types of fields, he ranks ninth, tied ninth with Will Zalatoris in the weighted version, so the range of events like this one in quality strokes gained. And if you look at where he is in the overall market of quality strokes gained, he's 15th, which means he does well in tougher events against tougher fields. And he actually does pretty well in just plain old strokes gained, same 15th. So where he's making up ground relative to his peers is in the range valuation. So there's a reason Tyrrell Hatton is on this list and at a good number. And I think he's well worth a look this week. One of the other guys that's going to shock you that's well worth a look this week, Thomas Dietrich. He's a guy who tends to cash a lot of checks. He had a good run throughout a good portion of the fall. Not necessarily playing his best golf at the moment, but I'm intrigued by him at 150 to 1. Same with Kurt Kitayama. He plays well against tough fields. He doesn't get a lot of tough fields, but he plays well against them. And that's why he actually rates extremely well in our model this week. Same thing with Alex Noren. Same thing with Corey Connors. There are some 100 to 1 shots out there that are worth at least taking a peek at, given that they're inside the top 25 of the model. Last year, just out of curiosity, if you want to know where Joaquin Niemann finished in the model, and we recommended him on the VSiN podcast Long Shots, been on there for the last three years, and got the winner each year, because we had Adam Scott, we had Max, and we had Joaquin. Joaquin was 26th last year, so it makes sense that he was a golfer on the rise and did well. He hadn't started to show what he was capable of, but he had done pretty well for himself in the Tournament of Champions and then was kind of starting to peak to this. So there is something to be said for showing good recent results. Well, one of those guys is Tyrrell Hatton. Another one of those guys is Alex Noren. And I would argue Kurt Kitayama to a degree did well the CJ Cup. This obviously is not the CJ Cup. It's a completely different course than Congaree, but it is one that also has large greens and requires great, great, great ball striking. It has a little bit more demand off the tee, of course, than you would expect at Congaree. But even then, I'm not necessarily convinced that Congaree is wide open as it sounded, or was made to look by people ahead of the tournament. And just out of curiosity, if you want to know, because I've thought about this, the number 26 player is Adam Scott, a guy I would absolutely wager on this week. Now, let's start thinking about this tournament in relationship to the last 5 years. We're looking at multiple top 15 finishes in the last 5 years. So going back to 2018, obviously we have a COVID tournament in there. Do you discount that or not? I don't. I mean, I still think the golf happened. Maybe the pressure was a little bit different, but I still think the money is a big pressure point for a lot of these guys, whether there's one person watching or 50,000 people watching. So take a look at these guys. Multiple top 15 finishes in the last 5 years. Patrick Cantlay has three. One real close call in 2018, but T15 twice in 19 and 21. Tony Finau has been close twice. He's been runner-up twice. 2018, lost in a playoff in 2021. Tied for 15th in 2019. And James Hahn is actually a guy that plays this tournament quite well. He's a past winner here. He seems to show up here every year. If you want to go and look at him later on, at your leisure, go for it. But he isn't playing good golf right now. So if you're thinking about him in any capacity, you're thinking about him for a top 40, top 20 wager, somewhere in there. Max Homa obviously plays this tournament very well. He's been inside the top 10 the last 3 years, has won. He won in 2021. Victor Hovland, top five last 2 years, fourth and fifth. Kind of shocking. Of course, doesn't really make sense to me why he likes it so much, but clearly he does. Then you want to start to go down a little bit deeper. Hideki, a couple of top 10s in 19 and 20. Rory McIlroy, top 10 finishes in three of the last 4 years. Go a little bit deeper. Colin Morikawa, again, remember he has a runner-up here last year. John Rahm, a couple of top 9 finishes in the last 3 years. Chez Reavy, just want to point him out here. Very interesting top 20, top 40 bet for Chez. He has been in the top 10 twice in the last 3 years, proving the point that you do not have to be a long player to do well here. He is 28 to 1 to finish in the top 10. 28 to 1. Now, you want to look at a top 20 bet? He's a very interesting character at 9 to 1 on a top 20 bet. Guy you might want to hit just for the heck of it. But he has shown out pretty well here in the last few years. Well worth a look. Patrick Rogers, similar guy. Top 15s, two of the last 3 years. Doesn't show up a whole lot of places. He shows up here. Want to look at him for a top 20 bet? Plus 360. Not as deep as Chez. Still very good. Good price for him. Well worth a look. Xander Schauffele is your horse for course guy. I mean, he's got four top 15 finishes in the last 5 years, but he is nowhere near the top of the board in any of those finishes. No better than ninth, but no worse in the last 4 years, except 2020, than 15th. So not necessarily a guy you want to wager to win, but if you're feeling him on a top 10, I would not say a top 20 because you're getting a minus price, but you're feeling him on a, you know, a top 10 plus 170. I love that bet. Take that all time. Adam Scott is a reason a lot of people are going to hammer him this week. He won here in 2020. He's played this course historically well. He has been in the top 7 3 of the last 4 years. You got to go. You got to take him. Jordan Spieth plays this tournament fairly well for a guy who's errant off the tee as he is. But a couple of top 15s in the last 4 years. And then, or 5 years, excuse me. And then Justin Thomas, a guy who has played this tournament very well, been in the top 9 3 of the last 4 years. Or 3 of the last 5 years, excuse me. Wasn't in it in 2020 or 2021. Had a really nice finish last year. And then that's really your lineup of horse-for-horse plays. I will mention Will Zalatoris was T15 here in 2021. He rates out well in the model. Worth looking up. Want to get into then transitioning from players who might be horse-for-course plays to players who are playing good golf right now. And those are multiple top 15 finishes in the last 5 PGA Tour events played. Sam Burns checks in here. He has a couple from the Amex and the Waste Management Phoenix Open. He also was 3rd here in 2021. I tend to think of Sam Burns as a Bermuda grass guy. This is obviously Kikuyu and Poa. I don't see a whole lot of similarities between the Poa, but the Kikuyu I do, because it is a grass cover, ground cover grass. It's not an upward grass, it's a ground cover. It grows out. It doesn't grow up. I mean, it grows up, but not as much as it grows out. So I can see the correlation there. I just can see it. Worth a look, although I tend to have this kind of predisposition against him anything other than that surface of Bermuda, but got to note it. Jason Day, I mean, how do you not like him given what he's shown recently, given the trajectory he seems to be on, about to crack back into the top 50? Tony Finau, top 15s in the Farmers Insurance Open and the Waste Management Phoenix Open. Gotta like him. Ricky Fowler. Not many people are probably going to pick him to win in a field like this, but he could. I'm just saying. He could. Really good week in Phoenix and a really good week at the Farmers Insurance Open. The interesting thing about Fowler is he was awful off the tee last week. I mean, truly awful stuff. If he had been anywhere near decent off the tee, he probably could have won the golf tournament. He lost 3.7 strokes last week off the tee. If he doesn't do that, I mean, the approach play, he gained almost 6.5. So he is playing really high quality golf. If he could just drive the ball straight this week, he probably has a good chance of winning. It's a good putter. Hard not to like. Tyrrell Hatton, 6th in Phoenix. We'll point that out because we do seem to like him in the model. Sungjae Im, top 6 finishes last 2 times out. And both of those times, just kind of missed some strokes, gained off the tee, but really gained a ton of strokes on the approach. His last 2 starts gained 11.2 strokes. Someone to keep a look at this week. Tom Kim's playing well, doesn't have a lot of starts going lately. Chris Kirk, unfortunately, WD'd, which probably gives you some sense of why he didn't do well in Phoenix. Then you've got Taylor Montgomery, who's out there, who did not do very well last week, but could have been doing better. Taylor Moore is playing good golf, and I just kind of want to point him out here. I know he's a long shot, and I'm not telling you he's going to win this golf tournament by any stretch. He's 130-1, but on a top 10, plus 900, I could absolutely be interested in that wager, in that number. Then we'll go down a little bit farther. You've got John Rahm in the top 7 in his last 3 starts. I know he hasn't gotten it done on Sundays, but in the last 2 times out. But he's been there, and he's probably going to be there again. Patrick Rogers had a really nice week last week at the Phoenix Open. Probably portends well for being a horse-for-course play, someone to look at. Xander Schauffele is playing great golf. Top 15s in his last 3 starts. He's the horse-for-course play. This week, again, not getting there with wins, but he gets there often. Top 10 finish, probably your wager for him this week. Scottie Scheffler, a win, and a T11 at the Amex. Then just beyond that, that's kind of really the rest of the list. So that's the current form. Then you've got the horse for course stuff. You've got our model. A lot of stuff to wait and think about here each and every week. But this week, I think, kind of starts to point you in some directions like Adam Scott, maybe Sam Burns, Xander Schauffele on some derivative plays. I think you have to consider Ches Reavy and Patrick Rogers. I think you have to look at Max. I think you have to look at Sungjae. I think you have to look at Patrick Cantlay, even though he's not playing his best golf at the moment. Taylor Moore, I think, could be really interesting on a derivative bet, on a top 10. I'm not going to wager Victor Hovland. I just can't convince myself he's going to win this tournament. But if you wanted to look at him on a top 10 wager, you can get plus money, plus 260 on a top 10 for a guy that's finished top 5 in the last 2 years. So that could be a wager I could absolutely support. Want to fire at that. And then you want to love Hideki, but it just doesn't line up. Alex Noren was T12 here in 2021. Certainly worth a look. Again, 100-1, playing good golf, playing really strong golf around the world. I know he doesn't win often, but when he wins in clusters. And last week was very strange to me why he didn't play well in Phoenix. Of course, he's played historically. It just didn't show up. Something, I get why he's priced this way because of last week, but I think 100's a little too high. It's a number you almost have to take. And then Adam Scott, I'm going for it. I mean, I think he can do this again. He's playing good golf. He hasn't played a lot of golf, but he's playing good golf. And I liked what I saw from him in the fall. I still like where he's at. I still think he can win golf tournaments. Won the PGA Tour, and certainly on a course like this, he can do that. So take all those things in stride. Try to figure out where you're going to go out with bets. Hopefully those tips will help you out. Tomorrow we will go over the first round leader model, and we will go over our final card for the week, and we'll try to put it all together for you. Hopefully we can find you another winner with some good plus money. Unfortunately, the last couple of weeks, obviously, we've been looking. Max made sense. Justin Rose even kind of made sense. And this past week, Scheffler made all the sense in the world. Just you weren't going to take him at 9 or 10 to 1 before the tournament. And I'm probably not going to take any of those guys like that again this week because I just don't want to be there on that number. But if you like that market, if you like kind of the closer to feeling like it's a sure thing market, then that's where you want to be. And probably Scheffler, certainly Rory, probably John Rahm, Justin Thomas. Those are the guys you're going to want to float around this week. But that will probably be a portion of the market I just avoid in hopes that Adam Scott or Max, maybe Sungjae, maybe Sam Burns gets there this week. All right, that's going to do it for us today on The Press. Thank you so much for listening to the show. I'm Ryan Ballingy. We will talk to you tomorrow and wrap everything up for our prep for the week for the Genesis Invitational. Have a good one, everybody.